Hey, greetings, friends. My name's Andy Steele-Smith. I'm minister to the gangs in Manenbergen across Cape Town, where they call me the gang pastor. These past 3 weeks has been an awesome time for me as I've had the privilege of spending some quality time with a number of the gangs and gang leaders that I call friends and family in Manenbergen across the Cape Flats in Cape Town. But my heart has been sore the past 2 or 3 months as I've had to travel the world on business, and yet I've seen and heard daily of the terrible violence that has broken out between several of the gangs in Mitchell's Plain in particular. In Manenberg, just this past week, there was an outbreak between two of the gangs. By God's grace, and with credit being attributed where rightfully due to the gang lads and the leaders for seeking and sorting out peace a day or two after the fighting commenced. And so this week, I want to speak on after the storm. Friends, we know from the Bible and hopefully from our own life experiences that both literally and figuratively, the rainbow always comes after the storm. Genesis 9 tells the story of Noah's Ark and the Great Flood. Verses 12 to 17 say, "And God said, this is the sign of the covenant I'm making between me and you and every living creature with you, a covenant for all generations to come. I've set my rainbow in the clouds, and it will be the sign of the covenant between me and the earth. Whenever I bring clouds over the earth and the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will remember my covenant between me and you and all living creatures of every kind. Never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. Whenever the rainbow appears in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and all living creatures of every kind on the earth." So God said to Noah, "This is a sign of the covenant I have established between me and all of life on the earth." I think we can all agree that the world has been through, and in many ways is still sailing through, some genuine once-in-a-lifetime storms over the past few years. The conflicts between Israel and Palestine, Israel and Hezbollah and Iran, Russia and the Ukraine, the list goes on. Inflation making itself known when, most of all, buying bread and fueling our gas-guzzling cars. And then, of course, the literal storms, floods, forest fires and cyclones that all seem to hit with greater regularity and frequency and ferocity than we can remember in years gone past. The world has been taking a battering. So it's a great time to pause, reflect, be thankful, and to give praise to God. For the Creator of all things gave us a figurative and literal covenant promise, never again will the waters become a flood to destroy all life. God sealed his promise with the magnificent rainbow. In the midst of the destruction from a just and deserved flood of judgment, God gifted Noah with a beautiful rainbow in the sky that symbolized God's gracious covenant promise. And so it remains with us to this day, at least for those who believe in God. God did not promise we will never experience storms, but he has promised he will be with us during them, and that such a devastating storm as the flood of judgment will not be visited upon the earth again. That was his promise. So for the many thousands of years since that great flood, rainbows symbolize hope and God's promises to us. But the rainbow also symbolizes the extraordinary lengths that God promises to go to protect us from utter desolation and ultimate destruction, so we can live without fear. Freedom from such fear is a wonderful gift. And finally, God showed us his incredible majesty with the original rainbow that he gave Noah and with every single rainbow that he sent since then. Ezekiel 1:28 says, "Like the appearance of a rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so was the radiance around him." So the rainbow is a symbol of an eternal promise. It's a symbol of God's love and protection. It's a reminder that we have nothing ever to fear. It's a constant reminder of the glory, majesty, and goodness of God. And it's a reminder that after the storm, there's always beauty, new opportunities, and new life. And that seems like a good place to wrap up today, friends. Focusing on the goodness of God, on his majesty, his promises, and his unfailing love. And on the reminder that no matter what storm we may be in, whether now or in the future, his promises are sure and eternal. And he always brings beauty, new opportunities, and new life after the storm. As I go about the busyness of business and gang ministry this week, I'm going to remind myself of this each day, that God always brings us a rainbow and new life after a storm. Amen. Friends, thanks for listening in. This is Andy Steele-Smith. God bless.